Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chris, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state. It is never acceptable to walk into the bathroom with socks, anything but shoes on.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Dun, 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 dun. Let's go. We're off and running.
I love the New York, New York before the Belmont. That was so great. Did you love it?
I did. I loved everything about it. It actually made me miss living in New York for about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Did you want to do a kick? What's it called? Your kick line?
No, I want to do the pregame questions. Let's do them. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the Calm Down podcast. Hello, everybody. We are back on Mondays to answer your questions. Thanks for submitting them. Keep doing that. And away we go. Florida golfer girl, is it okay to take off sneakers if you're wearing socks on a plane? I say yes. What do you say? No?
I just had this conversation with the crew that I was with over the weekend, because some guy said, and I know we've talked about this before on this podcast because our airplane stories are innumerable. A guy sitting next to me took off his shoes, didn't have socks, and massaging his foot. I looked over and I was like, and you know when you do the look and it's like, you know that they see you looking at them. Then I looked again. And at one point I was like, okay, that's enough. Like I just verbally said out loud, like what was happening here? So to answer her question, I think it's totally acceptable to take your shoes off if you have socks on.
Yes.
But can we keep the feet on the floor? Well, let's not bring the feet up onto the seat and then the socks and the whole, I mean, if it's a long flight, I also think it depends on the duration. If we're going cross country, get cozy. If we're going 45 minutes, leave those fucking shoes on. It's not serious.
If you're going to San Jose, you're fine. I love the fact you said duration. Hi, welcome to the duration. I would also like to say I read those crazy articles that give you little facts and tidbits about traveling.
What crazy articles?
Well, just on Instagram and, you know, I'm a subscriber to the New York Times. Do you know the dirtiest place on a plane at your seat? Take a guess. The dirtiest place.
Yeah, I would imagine it's your tray, like where you put your, the tray where all of your
it tray is lamp? The pocket in front of you, the seat in front of you, the pocket in front of you. People put dirty diapers, they put tissues,
Ew. They
put their food, they put whatever nastiness they can in there.
Right.
I put down my wipe down like things really quick. But yeah, that is the dirtiest part of the plane. Do not put your phone there. Do not pass go. Next question.
And don't collect the $200 that you're not going to get back on a voucher if you find a dirty diaper in there.
Yes.
I'm talking to the cleaning crew. Oh, I have one last thing to say about the shoes. It is never acceptable to walk into the bathroom with socks, anything but shoes on. If you go into that bathroom, you better be using those slippers that they provide or shoes. If you are too lazy to put your shoes back on when you go to the bathroom, then I need to know your home address because I need to talk to someone in your household, your parents, your wife or husband. What is wrong with you?
think of all the nastiness on that floor. You said you watched the latest thing of the Kardashians, all the crap, all the urine, all the you know what, all over that floor. Then you're putting your socks on it. Then you're going home at some point, putting them on your couch. That's disgusting. Take it off.
And by the way, Florida golfer girl, thank you for this question because this could be its own podcast if we're all out of time. Actually, we're not. Luckily, we have Mike. I'm sorry, I'm going to butcher this. Here we go. Is it Michaela? I don't know, but the question's great. Is Travis Kelce as fun as he seems on his podcast? And then some.
And more.
You and I are Travis Kelce's biggest fans. One and two. Aaron always talks about how great Travis Kelce smells, which is another thing I'm going to talk about on our full-length podcast because I have a perfume story for the ages. So yeah, smells great, is so much fun, makes everyone around him feel like they're whatever, just like the best. And then if you guys, of course, or you already know, the whole moment at the White House, like even funny nonsense like that. Yeah, all
just
in.
Doesn't take himself too seriously. And that's what we need out of players. Also, shout out to Jason Kelce. What a great guy he is. Wonderful voice, by the way, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yup, yup, yup. All right.
I'm eating chili while we do this.
Enjoy. Jerry M930. What's your go-to drink this summer? I can't really stray because I just know my limits. I am a real Don Julio Blanco tequila water, ice. And I like a lemon and a lime. And if you want to get crazy, you can throw an orange in that.
I am so impressed that she can have that. I am all over the map. I'm the girl that goes to the buffet. Buffets gross me out, but the proverbial buffet, and I will try one of everything. And it also has depended on where I'm at in my life because Aaron, who's known me for the better part of 20 years, I mean, I will run the gamut. I used to take shots. That was a bad idea when I was sad in my life. I will go downhill real quick. Then I would have mimosas. That's been a regular, mimosas over ice. I went the rosé route. I went the red wine. I will try everything and anything. My go-to summer drink, though, vodka lemonade. Get it while it's good.
Sweet or unsweet?
Well, I mean, it's whatever lemonade. Normally it's like sweetened, but I could get after a vodka lemonade. Yeah. Not all places have because you're thinking sweet tea because you're from the South, girl.
Sweet tea.
That's the South in you, sweetened or unsweetened. I like anything that's like refreshing. I don't have the balls to do what Aaron does though. The water in the tequila. Can't do it. Next up, did Carissa practice for the celebrity softball game in Kansas City? That one's from Anne Marie Bell.
How'd you do in it?
Anne Marie, at the last second, they asked me to call the game because Schrager's flight was delayed. And so they're like, Carissa, can you call the softball game? And I was like, define call the softball game. You want me to be Vin Scully? Because that's not going to be me. If you want me to have the aforementioned few cocktails and make an ass out of myself, well, I'm always down for a good time. Who's on first? So I didn't actually get as many at-bats as I normally would have liked to, but I don't want to brag, Anne-Marie, but I am athletic. So there was no warm-up. I got an RBI. So for those of you that are new, it was a run back then. I got thrown out at first, but advanced the runner, run scored, we'll take it. I'm a team player. So no, I didn't practice. I just leaned on my athletic ability. It was so much fun though. And 12 drinks into it. Anything was fun.
It looked like an absolute blast. All right, Stan the Shih Tzu 6. Whoa. Where does Jennifer Aniston get the black tea? A good or white tea is so hard to find. Okay, well, if you didn't stick around for that whole story, I didn't meet her. I didn't even look at her. So, well, she didn't look at me. That's really the story. So I don't know where Jennifer Aniston gets her black teas. I would like to know where she gets her drinking tea. I have no clue on any of it. I'm really into, for a tea, by the way, a redone white tea, a little cropped version. Mm-hmm. I love those. What about you?
For those of you that are not familiar with redone, it's actually a brand. Was it Levi that did it? Anyways, used vintage style jeans. So the redone brand itself are my new favorite jeans.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I need to talk about though. It's all about the rise. I'm really out on the high rise. I think it might be contributing to the UTIs. Oh. I mean, this is something that the gynecologist did not ask on that questionnaire. And no one asked for my story about this. But
we're
gonna give
asking
it to
now. Yeah.
They're asking for a refund on the pregame after that comment. So I love a Zara t-shirt because I'm going to tell you why.
I've never tried.
I have went the route of spending a lot on a t-shirt, gave me like the James purse back in the day. It is crazy when you think about it. We're going to spend $120 on a white t-shirt because inevitably I spill coffee, chili, the green juice, wine, something gets spilled on that t-shirt. So I am now dime a dozen. Give me the Zara t-shirts and give me any t-shirt that has a little like stretch in it because then it holds up in the wash.
Mm-hmm. I get the old yellow armpit stain a lot of the times because I'm a layering on kind of gal with the deo. And while we're at it, I'd love to tease our Thursday episode. The key word here today is t-shirt. Tom Sandoval, suck it with the t-shirt comment. We're going to have more on that on the Thursday show. You lost America. You never had them, but you lost America after that.
Done. I have so many things to say. And Aaron and I are about a week late to the Scandoval reaction from the reunion just because we had to get caught up last week from our hiatus. Well, hi and bye. I have so many stories for you about cheating, been cheated on. I've cheated. I mean, I will start from the beginning and it might be a 2-hour special because there was a phone call from my ex about this conversation. You know the one. I'll fill you in on Thursday. The tease is an ex of mine called and I fully admitted that I cheated on him. He wasn't ready for it. And back to you in the studio.
How do you have time for conversations like this when you're at a horse race? I'm so confused.
Well, giddy up, because I'm going to win, place, and show you on the Thursday episode. Are we out of time?
Nope, we're not. Here we go.
Last but not least, Julia O'Toole, 32, turning 25 this month. Julia, what's that like? I forgot. Everyone says it's a big deal. Did y'all feel different turning 25?
No.
Sweetheart.
It's a good age. Enjoy it.
I don't remember much of my 20s because I was in a real spiral. I didn't even feel weird turning 40. I mean, I just turned 41 and I feel like this is my complete I'm just delusional about myself altogether. I feel like I'm getting younger, which we know I'm not. But I just, every year that comes, I'm like, great, bring it on. So sweetheart, 25, don't worry about it. Mm-mm.
I feel the same as you. I feel like everyone around me is getting older, but then I look at myself when I wake up in the morning and I'm like, woof. Happy birthday, by the way. Enjoy every friggin' second of it. It's a good age. Because you can just say, I'm 25.
25. We have a lot to discuss as evidenced by the answering some of these questions. Tune in on Thursday. We got some real zingers.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.